in one major university, student parking was becoming exceedingly rare. And when the students would park illegally, they immediately got a ticket. And one of the students who got a lot of tickets, as a matter of fact, he was one of the top ones who got the most tickets, said that he didn't realize how many tickets he got until the next semester when he came back to school. Because when he got his first ticket, the new semester coming back, in the comment portion of the ticket, the officer who wrote it said, "Welcome back, we missed you." Now, as you recall, hopefully you recall, 4 weeks ago, Jesus talked about being great. And he said, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you got to be the last of all, and you got to be the servant of all. And as you just heard, he said the very same thing once again. Now, James and John, even though Jesus had been telling them over and over again, it's not going to be this way, James and John thought, as probably did the other ones, that when Jesus finally got to Jerusalem, it was going to be the inbreaking of the kingdom of God, and all was going to be all of a sudden happening, and they wanted to have their position set up on the top of this new regime. And they didn't get it. They didn't realize the price Jesus was going to pay. They didn't realize the cup that they were going to eventually have to drink. And can you imagine here for a moment just how absolutely lonely Jesus must have felt? Here were the people that were closest to him. They didn't get a thing of what he was saying. So he says to them all over again today, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, in the kingdom I'm bringing, you got to be last. You got to be the servant of them all. And here you and I also begin our third week of the Arise process for us. Last week, all of you who had got books and you're in your small groups, we were talking about Mark's gospel, who wrote his gospel for people who are being persecuted profoundly for their faith. And his gospel was meant to encourage and to challenge them to stay the course, to continue to follow Jesus and be part of his kingdom. But Matthew, who you're going to be reading about this week coming, had a different situation. I want you to follow this. They had this established group in Matthew's parish who were pretty religious, kind of refined, and comfortable with things as they were. Then all of a sudden comes along these newcomers, kind of rough around the edges. Not so refined, not so religious, but they were seeking Jesus all the while. They were seeking him, and the established ones looked down on these newcomers. They treated these newcomers as second-class citizens, and they refused to welcome these new people into their community. And Matthew was taking them to task for all that. And as you're going to read, he did a lot of that in his parables. But I can imagine Matthew saying, like Mark does in the gospel, unless you and I, if you want to become great, you and I have to become the last of all and the servant of all if we want to be great. And I can also imagine Matthew saying to his parish, if you want to be great, you have to welcome every single person that walks through that door. And if you and I want to be great, I can imagine him saying to all of us, you and I have to welcome every single person that walks through that door seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ. When I was first ordained, I was a full-time teacher at Bishop Guilfoyle High School. And there were 7 good years of my life, and I still am friends with a few of the students that I had. I still stay in touch with them in many ways. And one year, I think it was the second or the third year that I was there, there was this new student who transferred in. I think the school he transferred in was Phillipsburg. And I didn't know him because he wasn't Catholic and he wasn't in my class because I taught theology to all the seniors of the school. But he was an odd duck, this guy was. A very odd. He's kind of like the newcomers that were coming into Matthew's parish. And the interesting thing about him was he carried every single one of his books to class every single day. This was before backpacks, okay? He carried, literally, every single book to every single class. And I asked the students why he was doing this. And they told me that in his former school, he was brutally, profoundly, and constantly bullied by the other students in the school. And almost every single day, they would take his locker and throw all his books. They'd spider them all over the hallway, almost every single day. And so he started carrying all his books. And then when he came to this new school, Bishop Guilfoyle, he was doing exactly the same thing, carrying all his books to every single class. But gradually, slowly, the students began to welcome him and accept him into the school. And gradually, slowly, he began to use his locker. And one day, I was standing in the hallway, kind of like this, hallway's kind of long like this, and I was watching him walk down the hallway with Bill Beard. Now, Bill Beard was probably the most popular kid in the school. And whenever I told Bill about this later on, I said, remember talking, going down the hall with so-and-so? I don't remember his name, the other student, because I didn't have him. But you remember, he had no idea what I was talking about. No idea what I was talking about. But remember them walking down the hallway, talking and walking and going to class, just like everybody else. Just walking and talking and going to class. And I think, if I'm right, Bill Beard was carrying more books than that student was, walking down the hall. And the welcoming and the accepting that those kids at Bishop Guilfoyle High School did to that student was one of the most welcoming and accepting things I have ever witnessed in my entire life. And the most healing thing. This kid completely changed as time went on. And I know Bill Beard's mom and dad, and they were exactly the same way he was, and that's exactly the way they taught him to be as a young man. Now, faced with this kind of an issue where people weren't being welcomed, Matthew said to his parish, he said, the church is not a building. The church is a people called together by God. Not a people called to be surrounded, to surround the Messiah, but the church is a people called to be messianic, to be the Messiah, filled with the Holy Spirit. We're called to welcome people exactly the same way Jesus would welcome people into our midst here. And as you know, our strategic plan, it says in there, we are called to welcome all, and you do such a great job at it. You're doing well at all of this. And our strategic plan, which you all have seen, have five different objectives, all about welcoming. And as you read the Arise this week, one of the action items they're asking for every single person to ponder is for you and I to ask ourselves, how can I, me, Mark Begley, how can I be a more welcoming presence? Not just the hospitality folks, they do great back there, but how can all of us be a more welcoming presence in our parish here today? I want to share with you that's something that someone wrote about you on Facebook. Now, you have taught me a lot about me, about welcoming folks, and someone wrote something about you on Facebook, and actually you're getting a bit of a reputation about this, and I want to share this with you, and some of you know who this person is. And she wrote, when the Marine Corps sent us to Johnstown, Pennsylvania, away from the base, from family, from friends, and from Target. She must love Target, I don't know. We really weren't sure how we would make the transition. How would we find a community, make friends, and have support with a new baby when he dropped in? He dropped in last Saturday. What used to feel like the middle of nowhere for us, we have been blessed with the best parish family at our Mother of Sorrows, providing countless new friends who help us and check on us regularly. We feel so at home, so happy, No one has been more influential in our transition than our neighbor. I left her name out of here. She has adopted our family as her own and loves our children like her own. We are so grateful and so blessed. Okay, Johnstown, you're not so bad after all. You guys need to hear that because you bash your town all the time. Johnstown, you're not so bad after all. So, keep being great. Keep serving one another. Keep welcoming others into your community here. Keep changing people's lives.